There were many chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, called lishkais, or lishachais, offices, rooms. There were two in particular that dealt with donations. And that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss. So the Mishnah, shtei lishkais hayu b'migdash. Achas lishkas chashoyim. One was called the quiet chamber. The achas lishkas hakelim. The other was called the lishkas hakelim, the keli chamber. Lishkas chashoyim, continues the Mishnah. What is this quiet chamber? What's so quiet about it? The word chashoy in Aramish explains that Taisus Yom Tov means whispering. So the Mishnah explains, here's what was quiet about. Yirei chet, those that feared chet, in other words, a yirei shemayim, that wanted to perform a mitzvah that shouldn't lead to any agnes nefesh to anyone, noisnim letaicha b'chashoy. He would deposit the money quietly into this chamber. He didn't need the kavod, he didn't need the honor. Even though there is a shtickle inyan, like the Rashba explains sometimes, to publicize your tzedakah, so others can learn from your example. Okay, so there's a time and place for everything. But over here, this person, Bedavka, wanted to give his tzedakah in such a way that no one knows about it. He didn't want anyone to be embarrassed. Oh, yeah, I got tzedakah from so-and-so. Or when he sees him on the street, he's going to say, oh, he knows that he gave me money. I'm embarrassed. Let me not walk on this side of the street. In order to avoid that, I'm putting my money into the chamber and nobody knows about it. No one knows who put the money in and no one knows who's taking the money out. You can have a giver and a taker pass themselves on the street or in the azara. They nod to each other. No one is embarrassed because no one knows who's giving, who's taking. So again, yirei chet, those that fear chet, noisim l'toichel b'chashoy, they put it in this chamber, they put their money in quietly, v'aniyim b'nei toivim, literally poor people, sons of good families, in a quiet way, they receive their parnasa from this. At this point, it will be kedai to point out, perhaps, the 8 milos of tzedakah, as the Rambam explains it, in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, the 10th perek, Halacha Zayin. The highest level of tzedakah is you give someone a matana, or a loan, or you do some shutfis with him, some partnership, or you find him a job, so that he should not have to come on to anyone to ask for money. You helped him, that he no longer needs anyone else. On that it says, v'hechazaktabai. The greatest level of tzedakah is where you support someone so that he doesn't fall and he can support himself. The next level, a very high level, is a person who gives tzedakah to the poor. He does not know to whom he is giving it to. And the ani, the poor person, does not know from whom he is taking it. That's a mitzvah lishma. Kigun, for example, says the Rambam, Lishkas Chashoyim, the quiet Lishka, Shehaisa b'Mikdash. The Rambam referring to our Mishnah. Shaya Tzadikim noisnin ba b'chashoy, the Tzadikim would put it in quietly. No one knew who was putting it in. Uhaniyim b'nei toivim, misparnesin mimena b'chashoy. The Rambam cautions us that when you donate money to a kupa shel tzedakah like this, you have to make sure that the person that's in charge to distribute the funds is an erlicha person. An example given is Rav Chanina ben Taradian. Rav Chanina ben Taradian, wasn't he one of the Asara Harugei Malchus? Can we expect to have people today like Rav Chanina ben Taradian? So the Ritvaz explains, Shmuel b'dara ki yiftach b'dara. You pick the most erlicha person that you know. Just like in his generation was Rav Chanina ben Taradian, you try to pick the most erlicha person that you know in your generation. Okay. So the highest level of tzedakah is putting a person on his own 2 feet that he doesn't need tzedakah. The next level is what our Mishnah talks about, where the taker doesn't know who the giver is and the giver doesn't know who the taker is. Lesser levels of tzedakah are the one who's giving knows to whom he's giving it, but the ani doesn't know from whom he's taking it, so he's not embarrassed when he sees him. The Rambam points out there were gedolei lechachamim that used to go quietly and put money down by the doorway of poor people. One such example may be the story of Mar Ukva in Masechtas Ksubis. They used to quietly put the package down in front of the door of poor people and run away. They shouldn't see who it is. And once someone chased him and his wife, to see who it is, Mar Ukva knew that person would be embarrassed. So they ran into an oven, yes, a baker's oven. They said better that a person throw himself into a fiery furnace than embarrass someone but Abin. Only a tzaddik like Mar Ukva can do that. Al Pines, they were both saved. However, The bottom of Mar Ukva's feet were a little bit burnt, and his wife came out completely unscathed. The Gemara explains, it's not so much that his wife was a bigger tzaddikus than Mar Ukva was a tzaddik. It's just that his wife would normally give food to the poor people. So their hana, their pleasure, came right away, as opposed to Mar Ukva, who would give money, and the ani would have to go and buy the food. So the quicker the poor person enjoys the tzedakah, the greater the schus. A lesser level of tzedakah, but still a maila, says the Rambam, is where the ani knows who he's taking it from, but the giver doesn't know to whom he's giving it. The Rambam reminds us of a story in the Gemara, and actually it was Rab Abba, who used to put money in his little satchel or sack, his, like, cloth, and it would drop behind him. The anim would pick it up, but he didn't know who was picking it up. The only thing Rav Abba would check when he would turn around is to make sure that there were no people that really weren't anim and were taking advantage of the situation. A lesser level of tzedakah, but still a maila, is to give it to a person before he has to ask for it. Because it's a terrible pain, Rachmana Litzlan, may Hashem protect us from having to ask for tzedakah. Lesser than that is to give it to him at least after he asks for it. And lesser than that is that you don't give him enough, but at least it's a maila that you give it to him with a smile and you make him feel good. And the least level of tzedakah, the worst thing is, you give it to him with a sour face. The Mishnah Vayter. We also had the Lishkas HaKelem. What is this Kelem chamber? Zak the Mishnah, kol mi shehu misnadev keli. Anyone who would donate a keli to the Beis HaMikdash, zarkai l'taycha. He would throw it into this chamber. The achas l'shloshim yayin, once every 30 days, gives bar and paischana, so the treasurers would open it up. They would have to check to see whether or not they can use those keli. B'chal kli, shematzi bo tzayach lebedek habayis, any keli that they found some type of use for this, for the general upkeep, in the Beis HaMikdash, menicha, I say, they would leave it there. Rashar, the rest, the kelim that they couldn't use for anything, nimkarin b'demeyin, were sold for their value. Neuflin, the Lishkas Bedek HaBayis. And the funds would go into the Lishka, the special Lishka, the special chamber, where they kept all the funds for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. There were two Lishkas in the Beis HaMikdash. One was called Lishkas HaShoyim, the other was called Lishkas HaKelem. There were many offices and chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, but these two were tzedakah-oriented for donations. Lishkas HaShoyim, the quiet chamber, is Yirei Chet would come, put in money quietly, Aniyim B'nei Tavim would come and take the money out quietly. The giver didn't know who was getting it, and the one who received it didn't know who gave it. And as the Rambam said, that's a very high level of tzedakah. It's the second on the Rambam's list of eight. What was the Lishka Sekelim? If you wanted to donate a keli, you put it into this Lishka. Once every 30 days, the gizmer would open it up. Any keli that they could physically use was used Lebedek HaBayis. The others were sold, and their value was put into the chamber that would hold the funds for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash.